Welcome back to the best sports show on the internet here on the BGC Sports Network. Joining us now is author Christopher Kennedy, who has written a book about Coach Joe Ivey, the former head football coach at Louisiana Tech back in the 60s. And Chris, how are you today? Are you guys down there in Baton Rouge getting ready for Tennessee?
We sure are.
What made you write the book?
I just grew up in Ruston. My dad teaches at Louisiana Tech, and we went to all the games, all the tailgates growing up, and I just wondered, why did they name the stadium after Joe Ivey? And I was always curious, but the people that I knew did not know anything about his background. And it wasn't until much later that I met his daughter, Cynthia Ivey, and had a very long conversation with her. And I realized that there wasn't a book written about him, and there should be one.
When you talked to Cynthia and other players, what was the common theme you got about Coach Ivey?
Just very thankful for his life, for his upbringing, the situation that he grew up in, and what came of it.
Tell us about that situation. It's very unique.
So his mom was Irish. She was of an immigrant background. She didn't come over, but it was her mom that came over from Ireland during the potato famine. And I'm not sure too much details about his father's side of the family, but he was also of an immigrant background, possibly Italian. And there's not a lot of information about his dad. Growing up, it seems to be primarily his mom and his grandma that raised him, but it was very tough for them growing up, and they couldn't take care of him, and they wanted to give him a better opportunity. And fortunately, there was an organization called the New York Family Hospital that was a Catholic organization ran by the Sisters of Charity of New York, and they would take children off the streets. This is before adoption was like an official thing. It basically predated adoption, and they would take children, oftentimes infants, that their families couldn't take care of them and wanted to give them a better opportunity. And then they would send them on orphan trains across the United States. They would reach out to other Catholic congregations across the U.S., and if there was enough interest in the church, they would send for an orphan train with the children.
And he was on one of those trains?
Right. He went to Opelousas in Louisiana.
He was a pretty good athlete from what I read in the book, both in all sports, both in junior high and in high school, so he was a pretty good little athlete.
He was, but football would be his major passion.
When he got into coaching, do you think that some of his background helped him coach different players?
I think so, because there were quite a few athletes at Tech that came from pretty rough backgrounds as well, and he was a lot more understanding than I think a lot of people would be in his situation. And he could have really chewed them out or, you know, kicked them off the team. But he was a bit more merciful and really focused on bringing people up.
And he had a pretty good record, too, almost 100 wins.
Yes, sir.
Is there going to be a sequel, or are you going to write one about Maxie Lambright, his successor?
I would like to write one on Lambright and possibly one on Louisiana Tech football before IA.
What does your dad teach?
Primarily ag business, ag econ, some statistics.
So how did you, when you grew up as a kid watching Louisiana Tech football, what did it mean to you as a child and growing up?
Well, I really didn't know that there was anything better. I mean, there was LSU, of course, and I love LSU too, but just the connection with my dad and Tech. I had a very strong connection to it, and a lot of the people that I knew growing up, their parents worked for Tech, so it was really just kind of a family heritage thing.
For people in Texas that don't know, how big was the rival between Northeast and Louisiana Tech back then?
It was pretty big, but it wasn't as big as other rivalries. There was Northwestern State. That was a very big one, and University of Lafayette.
So when people get this book, what do you want them to take out of it?
Just that he was a great mentor. His early childhood really served as kind of a basis for how he would treat his athletes later, and that he was very focused on the whole individual, not just athletically, but also academically, life choices, faith-wise.
Of course, a lot of people don't know, but Terry Bradshaw played at Louisiana Tech. So did Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty, Mickey Slaughter, Pat Collins. A lot of great players came out of there. Fred Dean, too.
Right, and Fred was a little later. He missed IA, but by a few years.
I think he was with Maxie, wasn't he?
Right. Tom Hinton, he played football with the BC Lions in Canadian League football.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the time. I know you're busy getting ready for Tennessee, and good luck with the book. How can people get a copy?
It's available on Amazon. It's available at Books A Million. And you can also go to Arcadia Publishing website and find it. And you can also find one at my book signings.
And when's your next book signing?
October 8th at the Opelousas Orphan Train Museum. And I'm also going to be at the Louisiana Book Festival on October 29th in Baton Rouge.
Are you going to do just those? Are you going to do one in Monroe or other cities?
I have some things lined up for Louisiana Tech Homecoming in October 22nd, and I will look at Monroe and Shreveport as well.